is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Governor Greg Abbott calls it catastrophic and has signed a disaster declaration after deadly flooding swept through central Texas. At least 24 are dead. More than 20 girls from a summer camp are still unaccounted for.
Little kids off at camp, joyfully excited about the upcoming day to celebrate the 4th of July.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville, where the Guadalupe River swelled more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours, sweeping up everything in its path.
Scar marks you can see on the trees. That is where the houses and the RVs scraping and bouncing off the trees as the flood carried them down the river.
Search and rescue operations continue. During a 4th of July celebration at the White House, President Trump signed his tax and spending bill into law.
This is the triumph of democracy on the birthday of democracy.
The legislation increases spending for border security and defense and extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts. The new law also makes steep cuts to safety net programs, including SNAP, the food assistance program, and Medicaid.
That's CBS's Erica Brown in Washington. Meanwhile, the president spoke to Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday and said the U.S. does want to help with its air defense as Russian attacks continue. He says he spoke with President Putin as well and is, quote, not happy with him. Russia pounded Kyiv overnight. Ukraine said it struck a Russian airbase. The stepped-up bombing campaign has further dashed any hopes for an end to the more than three-year-old war. History is being made in the U.K.
Four original members of Black Sabbath are promising satisfaction today with the greatest heavy metal show ever. Geezer Butler, Tommy Iommi, Bill Ward, and Ozzy Osbourne, who's fought multiple health battles, including Parkinson's, are reuniting in their native Birmingham, England, for one final gig. It's a 20-year dream come true for rock fans who thought the quartet, with a combined age of 303, would never play together again. Proceeds will go to charities, including Cure Parkinson's. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And actor Julian McMahon has died. He was best known for his roles in Nip Tuck and Charmed and playing Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movies.
I've always wanted power. Now I have an unlimited supply.
In a statement his wife shared, he died peacefully this week after a valiant effort to overcome cancer. McMahon was 56 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5. Thanks to Jackson Chourio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a 2-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all 7 batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties. He gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that, but he's got we've seen it when he's in the pen like this. His stuff is, you know, you saw it 97-99, and this makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90 and into the low 90s in places. Southwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low around 72. On your Sunday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a storm, high near 82. Right now, it's 80.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singing.
single day singing.
If you're still sleeping, you're letting this wonderful holiday weekend, this summer holiday weekend, get by you. Well, get up, get out, get at it. Grab something to drink, orange juice, cup of coffee, something, and get yourself a going for Saturday morning with Rick Johnson. Thanks for coming along. Jumpin' Jack Flash, and Doggone Gas, the Rolling Stones, watch it.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why,
nice Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Little Red Riding Hood.
Vanity Fair, Hitching a Ride at WRJN. It's Rick Johnson. Thank you for coming along this Saturday. Wonderful holiday weekend. By golly, I tell you what, it's going to be warm. No doubt about that. Maybe maybe a little chance of a pop-up thunder shower, or as Don likes to say, a thunder bumper. There you go. Maybe something like that's happening. But anyway, it's going to be warm today, and the temperature index is going to be 95, 96. It's going to be warm. Right now, it's 82 degrees at Radio Park, and we got sports for you. We've got the Brewers coming up here at 2:30 this afternoon, so my afternoon soundtrack will be a little short today. And tonight, we got the Racine Raiders. They're continuing on their season against the Fayetteville, North Carolina Commandos, and they're here in town. WRJN's going to air that game. And Don Wadowitz has the play-by-play with the pregame at 6:45 and kickoff at 7. Raiders football, sponsored by Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and again, music and more. Sturdivant's Vinyl Destination, and Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Oh, man, doesn't that sound great? Just kick back at North Beach Day with a tropical smoothie. I'm in if you are.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
A bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on me the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you.
miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of who?
What's it to do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tea is there.
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about the mice and her fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You're listening right now, WRJN.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking about.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a you can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
And you look lovely as can be.
guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown coming up next.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
have heard, or maybe you didn't hear, but there's some science to that. Apparently, when it gets cold enough in Alaska, they have their dogs sleep with them, and when it gets cold, they call it a three-dog night. Actually keeps them warm, keeps the dogs warm, too. It is 9:30, time for the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. Told you we're going to visit 1969, more specifically, July 26th. 1969 is what we're going to listen to. But some of the things that happened around the world during that time, UCLA wins its third consecutive NCAA basketball championship. They defeated Purdue. Yeah, 92-72. This is back in 1969. The Montreal Expos became Major League Baseball's first team outside the U.S. of A. And North Korea shot down a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft over the Sea of Japan, killing all 31 aboard. I don't think that went well for North Korea. But anyway, that was what was going on in the news. And if you turned your radio on, Perhaps this is what you... Oops, there we go. Make sure that's... perhaps this is what you heard.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
I think I'll call this man father.
Good morning, Darshine.
Four.
Darshine, lovely as a summer day.
Three.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Two.
Crystal blue persuasion.
One.
In the year 2525.
Standing by for the number five song on this date.
Number five song belonged to the Joe Jeffrey Group. Remember that one, right? My Pledge of Love on WRJN's Capsule Countdown. Up at 9:45, we still have the Forgotten 45. It's a great one today. Martha and the Vandellas.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know when it comes. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face I
sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's real warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay up.
Home for local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. It's 9:45. Let's go ahead right now and jump into today's Forgotten 45.
Jerry Butler was born December 8, 1939. We lost him earlier this year on February 20th. He was originally the lead singer of the soul group The Impressions. And after leaving The Impressions, he went solo, racking up several songs, some of which were He Will Break Your Heart, Let It Be Me, Only the Strong Survive, Moody Woman, and many more. Butler was also known by the nickname Iceman. It was given to him by Philadelphia's Georgie Woods at WDAS Radio. You know, it's interesting to note that Tony Orlando and Dawn had a cover of He Will Break Your Heart by simply changing the title to He Don't Love You Like I Love You. And they said that was easier to remember. Well, Must have worked because Dawn's version went number one in 1975. Now, for this Forgotten 45, we're digging back to August of 1962. And the Walker Brothers, they would have a successful hit of this song in 1965. On your record player, on the VJ label. Oh, did I mention Jerry Butler was also a successful politician? Yep, Cook County Board of Commissioners, 3rd District in Chicago, from 1994 to 2018. Here's today's Forgotten 45, Jerry Butler. Make it easy on yourself.
Nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings. Just tell me that we're through.
Maybe a little bit better. Jerry Butler, the Iceman. And today's Forgotten 45, make it easy on yourself. And I got to think about that record was playing. That song has more soul than the National Shoe Company. Right, Terry?
Oh.
Love it.
Celebrate freedom and big savings with WRJN Big Deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 10% off everything when you use the promo code America at checkout. From restaurants and retail to golf and detailing, unbeatable prices are just a click away. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and use the promo code America at checkout. Through Sunday at WRJN Big Deals.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My mind. There
there's still a part of you left behind.
The man and his great music is on the way. 10 o'clock, Terry Havel, rock and roll, never forgets. And if I don't talk to you this afternoon, I'm going on vacation. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks, okay?
So don't you be standing in the shadow of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today and it might come tomorrow. When you needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacy Lynn. At least 24 people are dead in central Texas after a month's worth of rain fell in just a few hours, causing catastrophic flash flooding. CBS's Christian Benavides reports while the total number of missing is still not known.
Among those unaccounted for, more than 20 children who were attending a Christian summer camp. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Whatever these communities need, the state of Texas is going to step up and provide it.
President Donald Trump said he's working with the governor on any federal assistance that may be required. The flood is a result of torrential downpours, causing the Guadalupe River to swell over 25 feet within an hour, washing away homes, vehicles, and roads.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports the FBI agents are getting put